Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Look, Major League Baseball executive Brian Seeley was named the new CEO of the College Sports Commission on Friday night. Seeley's, you know, we heard about this a couple of weeks ago where it's like, it's not a household name, but it's a guy that we really feel confident in leading this sport and this, this governing arm into the next generation of college athletes and everything. I want to throw this part at you guys, though, because I think this is funny. One of the things about this release and the story from Pete Thamel on ESPN, it's just funny how we tend to frame things at the beginning. One of the parts of this is, over his decade plus at Major League Baseball, Seeley earned a reputation as a strong and competent manager whose department, which had to let go of three employees following allegations of unethical behavior, consistently delivered solid work. It's funny because had he been fired at any point from Major League Baseball, the thread would have read, well, you know, he had to let go of three employees because under his watch, the unethical work started to come out. Exactly. It's just funny how much we spin these things. But nonetheless, Brian Seeley is the new CEO of the College Sports Commission. Bo, he's going to be tasked with kind of overlooking the NIL arm and everything else going on with this. I don't know what rules are actually going to be put in place, and I am positive that there are going to be a massive amount of lawsuits following whatever rules. I think the first task of this College Sports Commission is going to be how long can athletes actually play college football, mm-hmm. because there are lawsuits out there over that. But also, they're going to have to decide what market value is for some of these guys that are getting paid tens of millions of dollars. I can go down the list. Bowl game, like I can just keep naming it. But you know, he's got a lot of tough tasks ahead of him for sure.
Eligibility should be deemed. I mean, you shouldn't be able to play more than like you can be in school. And if you're gonna be on scholarship, right? That's one thing. I'm not overly excited about the guy that they've chosen. I don't know if having someone that's been in Major League Baseball the last 15 years under Rob Manfred is where I want. Like, oh yeah, let's let this guy be in charge of a crap show already, and let's let him be in charge of college football, and we're trying to save the sport. That's who I want running it. Not to mention his ties in Washington, another place where I don't want to take people and put him in.
Yeah, former assistant U.S. attorney.
Yeah, yeah, and he's been on some judiciary committees and everything. Yeah, you know what? That's another crap show. And let's put him in charge of.
Would you have rather it have been somebody that had been involved in college sports? Is that what you're saying?
I just would rather it be someone that weren't in two places where they seemingly can't get out of their own way, which is Major League Baseball and Washington. And so we're going to take a guy that's been right in the middle of all that. We're going to put him in charge of, I don't know, another sport that has been run by an organization that can't get out of their own way. So it's just kind of like, that's who we're, and look, he might be awesome. He might be the right guy. Maybe I'm wrong. I've been wrong every once in a while. It happens from time to time. And, and you know, obviously,
you don't say.
Obviously I'm joking, but that's just not where I would turn. But I think one of the reasons they turned to him is his relationship with his, I don't know how you, if I pronounce it wrong, but Tony Petitti. Who is the Big Ten commissioner, who has has worked directly with Sealy. So I'm just a little bit on him being the guy in charge. Yeah, ultimately, I would love to see Nick Saban or somebody do it, but I don't know if the problem is, I don't know if Nick Saban has that. Nick Saban would need a guy like Sealy.
I was going to say, love to have it on both sides.
To know how to get stuff done. So I guess my point is I'd like Nick Saban to say, this is the way it should be. And then Sealy is the guy that goes and executes that. This sounds like a Roger Goodell, though, situation to me. Because I think even with all this said, this guy was hired by who? The four power conference commissioners. Therefore, this guy is going to be the college football version of Roger Goodell. He's going to be the guy that everyone hates, but yet he's doing the dirty work of those four guys. That is where it ultimately comes down to. So everyone's going to hate Sealy, but if he actually does his job, we will hate him the way most people hate Roger Goodell. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does make sense, and I'm glad you asked if it did. I think that you're spot on when it comes to how we're going to probably feel about him. And I think you bring up a couple of good things. First of all, I don't think that a guy like Nick Saban would have wanted that job, right? And I also don't think that somebody like Nick Saban, I know that people have clamored for him, and obviously I know him very well, having played for him. I don't think that that's something that would have been in his ballpark. When you look at the fact that Sealy went to Harvard Law School, and I know you kind of knock it, but it kind of takes somebody in this given scenario that has been around Washington, D.C. to understand the lawsuits that are about to come forth towards the College Sports Commission. He has to know what rules that he feels like that will hold up in a court of law. I think that's why he's been put in that position.
Well, Mike, when I first read it, I told you, I read this earlier, and his background, I should say. And that's the way I felt. And then when I started talking about it, I actually agree with what you're saying, because it comes back to, you need someone like him because he knows how dirty things need to be done to get done. Mm-hmm. You have to be kind of dirty, right, to get things accomplished in Washington, in sports. Why, again, everybody hates Roger Goodell, but tell me how the game in the NFL game is worse off because of Roger Goodell.
Yeah.
It's not. You know why the game is worse off? Because the owners are greedy. Or because players sue the league. Everyone can say, well, Roger Goodell has made the league soft. No, he hasn't. Former players suing the league because of concussions is why they changed how the game was officiated in it, right? That's why they took away certain hits. The owners being greedy is why they're playing 9 or 10 or 12 overseas games now. Not because he wanted it.
This hour brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Who's in the right? Who's in the wrong? You're going to tell me right now. Reminder, today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. There was something that popped up on the thread on the Reddits over the weekend. It's the AITA, which is one of my favorite threads, because I always like to see some people are just getting peppered, just like, you're an idiot. You know what I mean? And there's other ones that are actual good conversations. I had to ask my wife this one because we were kind of in the throes of these scenarios pretty often. And I wasn't sure which side I was actually on of this conversation. So the headline is, and you can read this on a couple of different websites that actually wrote stories about it. Dad makes son leave kids party after the host refuses to lock up dogs during event. Now, this dad shows up at a birthday party. It was a pool party out in the backyard. And shows up, and the family that was hosting had a family dog. Just a fun-loving dog kind of flopping around the backyard. His son, he's kind of scared of dogs, and his son's a little bit scared of dogs. And he just walked up to the owner and said, look, my son is scared of dogs. Is there any chance that you could lock the dog up for the remainder of the party? And the owner kind of looks over at the dog, and the dog's kind of flopping around, and he's just like, I don't think he needs to be scared of that dog. And the guy who brought his son over was like, yeah, I understand that, but it's not like I can control the fact that he's scared of dogs. He's petrified. He doesn't want to be here. So the owner of the house, it was a 4-year-old birthday party, I believe. The owner of the house looks at the guy and goes, I'm sorry. I'm not putting my dog, locking my dog away. He's absolutely miserable when you lock him in. He's just going to scratch the door the entire time. He's going to be barking, and it's going to make for a harder time for me for the rest of the afternoon. The dad and the son, the four-year-old that were visiting, then had been invited to the birthday party. They said, all right, well, we're going to head home. Mm-hmm. And so they actually ended up leaving. I'm not sure, like, I've hosted birthday parties. I've hosted four-year-old birthday parties, three-year-old birthday, whatever it is, and I have a dog, and he is about as fun-loving as you could possibly imagine, just probably wants to lick most people, does bark a lot, doesn't like being locked away. I asked my wife just straight up, I was like, which one would we do? And she goes, I'm probably not locking away Charlie. I'll be straight up honest with you, probably not putting my dog away in a room. Now, there was a lot of back and forth that was kind of split 50-50 on Reddit. I'm curious where you guys land on this. We're all, you know, all, the three of us in here are dog owners. I'm not scared of dogs, but I would hate it if my son was and he wasn't allowed to go to birthday parties because there was a dog in attendance. So I'm not sure how I play this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, I'm probably not qualified to answer this because if you're scared of my dog, then you're also scared of your own shadow and maybe the sun. So you probably should. I mean, let's just be real. I actually have no issue with either party. I understand.
I agree.
I understand where the dog owner's coming from. Then again, I understand the guy saying, hey, As a parent, I'm starting to, like, I'm nowhere near where this guy's at, but I'm starting to understand the protecting your kids and standing up for your kids and how to do it politely and then also how to do it necessary. I thought this, from the way you explained it, Allie, it sounds like he did it, the dad did it the right way and handled it right, didn't get mad. That's the way Mike has explained it to us, right?
Yes.
So I don't blame either party, and I think I probably would have been like, yeah, I could put her up for a few minutes, but if she starts calling the door, I'm going to let her out. But I don't blame the guy either.
Well, and how refreshing is it that nobody decked each other in this scenario?
Yeah.
Like, that's not the headline here.
Yeah.
But I can – so my dogs, Han and Chewy, they're 2 years old. They're crazy. And if we had a bunch of four-year-olds over,
yes,
it would not be a good situation.
Yeah.
So
need to be hitting up the Georgia Hemp Company for that doggy CBD.
I also though know if we were to lock them up, that would be absolutely awful. Maybe, and I would have to see this dog's demeanor, but maybe a doggy daycare for the day if you're inviting a bunch of children over.
Well, let me follow that up. Do you think it's necessary if you're going to have a dog around at a pool party to put it on the invitation?
I feel like in this day and age, maybe, because like even birthday cakes can't really go to school.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of allergies.
My son is not allowed to take nuts at all to school.
Yeah, see,
can't
there's a lot of that stuff going on right now. So I feel like maybe there's just a little asterisk that says,
yeah,
dog will be home.
Now that's too much for me.
On the invitation?
If your kid is deathly afraid of dogs, maybe you should hit the parent up and be like, hey, Just curious, do you have a dog? My kid is scared of dogs, and it'd just be a bad experience for all. So if you do, like, what is – and maybe ask and be like, well, we're just going to not show up. Look, the kids, the other kids, the one missing out on a present. So, I mean, that's a little,
my wife did bring this up, and I've seen this happen before, that most of the people that are scared of dogs will just say they're allergic to dogs.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, hey, I'm allergic to dogs. It, you know, is there going to be a dog involved in this? So it just, I have seen people say they're allergic to dogs that are just scared of dogs.
Of course.
And I think we've hosted people, I won't call anybody out, but we've hosted people at our house that are very much like, yeah, I'm allergic to dogs. And the dog comes around and you're like, and that you can tell they're terrified.
I may have a parent that said they're allergic to cats my entire life, and they are not. They just don't like them.
We're going to do the wake-up call. We got to go to break, 404-726-0929. A reminder, this hour brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Are you team blow it up, or are you team just calm down when it comes to the Atlanta Braves? Which moves do you want to see made? Also, if you could involve yourself as an amateur and work your way towards any championship in sports to be participant in, which one would it be? That's the morning shift. It's 404-726-0929. Stick with us. Sports Radio 929 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.